Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now with Denise Thompson, certified health and wellness coach, nurse, fitness trainer, educator, speaker, and author. Can you believe we are already in 2018? Have you made any New Year's resolutions? How long will they last? What is your thought on that? And how will they benefit you and or your loved ones? I was thinking about the gym, for example. So many people go in the first month, maybe 6 weeks, maximum 8 weeks of the new year. And then it starts dwindling down and there are less and less people. And you know, the New Year's resolutions just kind of fade away. So I was thinking, what can we do to make sure that whatever our intent is, we can follow up and follow through and make it real? And then I was reflecting on what's been happening to my friends, some of my friends recently. And I go, oh my goodness. We really need to start looking at things differently. And that's when the book, The Dash, came to my mind. And I don't know if you know that poem. It's written by Linda Ellis, The Dash, and it has to do with the DOB and DOD. DOB, date of birth, and DOD, date of death. And in between, there's a dash. So why is actually the dash more important than the date of birth or the date of death? Good question, isn't it? And how can we affect it? How can we make changes? So the dash is actually your life. What you do with it, how you handle yourself, how you handle things, how you handle others, what you leave behind, how people will remember you. Or do remember you, what they remember about you, the healthy habits, healthy body, healthy mind, healthy finances that you have established are going to be taken over by the dash, leaving a legacy behind. So I got really seriously impressed by that poem, and I just decided that we don't really need to worry about too much or make too many New Year's resolutions or anything. What we need to do is make sure that our health, mind, and body, and finances are healthy. And I just, as I've started saying, that some of my friends have been experiencing some serious challenges, health challenges over the last few weeks. And I have to admit, when I was a nurse and a fitness trainer and now as a health coach, as an educator, as anything I've done in my life thus far, I have noticed that this is the season where so many people are getting sick, feeble, passed away. And then I started wondering, and I know some of my friends who were just in that precarious situation started wondering, what is their dash they leave with us? What is their legacy? How do we remember them if something happens? I think I mentioned my last show that I have a dear friend who on Christmas Eve, Sunday morning, was admitted to the ER, only to find out that she had problems breathing, blood clots in her lungs and legs, and that the hospital she was at was not equipped to really take excellent care of her. So they airlifted her to a different hospital where she was taken care of. And luckily and happy for all of us and herself, she was able to come home within a few days. However, on the next day already, she and her husband got impacted by the flu, and they're still suffering from it. It's a nasty flu. So that's why this is actually the season where so many people get sick, depressed, ill, pass away, and all that. And that's why the dash came in so very important to me. It just really hits my mind. I want to tell you a little bit about Linda Ellis, who wrote that poem. Linda Ellis started writing creatively as a child, a talent inherited from her Irish grandmother. She grew up in Florida, that's Linda, and moved to New York for several years. However, her southern roots kept calling her home, and she settled in Georgia, where she now lives with her family. She spent many years working in the corporate environment, but after her first poem was shared on a syndicated radio program in 1994, an alternative career began to emerge, and she soon came to the realization that her true passion was writing. Because no promotion or raise received from her boss could ever equal the satisfaction she felt, she would hear from those whose hearts had been touched by her words. She made the decision to leave the corporate world behind to pursue her dream, inspiring others through her writing and speaking. Millions of people have been touched by her words, and today she shares her inspirations through her company, Linda's Lyrics. In addition to writing, she is an inspirational speaker and makes a special connection with her audiences through her insightful and thoughtful provoking preventions or presentations. For more information about Linda, you can visit www.lindaellis.net. So that's just for an introduction, so you know a little bit more about our wonderful author right now that I really want to present here and quote from, because I am so impressed with that poem. We actually also used that poem, me as my husband and I, with the tiny family that was present when we buried our father, my father-in-law, his father, and because it really made a difference what that dash was. And I'm going to read you the poem right now so you can just kind of figure out what's going on. It has nothing to do, in my opinion, about being sad or being just thinking about death or anything. It has to do with what can we do to make a difference? How can we work on our dash to make sure we can leave a wonderful legacy behind? And that is actually my main goal behind the whole poem. So let me read it to you. It's called The Dash by Linda Ellis. I read of a man who stood to speak at the funeral of a friend. He referred to the dates on the tombstone from the beginning to the end. He noted that first came the date of birth and spoke of the following date with tears. But he said what mattered most of all was the dash between those years. For that dash represented all the time that they spent alive on earth. And now only those who love them know what that little line is worth. For it matters not how much we own, the cars, the house, the cash. What matters is how we live and love and how we spend our dash. So think about this long and hard. Are there things you'd like to change? For you never know how much time is left that can still be rearranged. If we could just slow down enough to consider what's true and real and always try to understand the way other people feel and be less quick to anger and show appreciation more and love the people in our lives like we've never loved before. If we treat each other with respect and more often wear a smile, remembering that this special dash might only last a while or a little while. So when your eulogy is being read with your life actions to rehash, would you be proud of the things they say about how you spent your dash? So I just go, wow, what would people say about me? And I'm asking you, what would people say about you? I mean, some dashes are very short. I know my brother's dash was the same day. He was born and he was dead. So it's sad, but it's the truth. It happens. So how can we actually make a difference? So the next thing I wanted to share with you was actually the question, how will you spend your dash? That was actually written by her co-author, Mac Anderson. One of the most difficult lessons in life to learn is that less is usually more. And only as I've grown older, I have gotten it. Focusing on your most important priorities and continually removing the clutter will be key to any true success in your life. That's what I love about this poem. In just over 235 words, it captures the simple truth of why we were put on this earth. Sometimes when you look through the lens of a camera, the image is blurred. However, with one small tweak of the lens, the image can become crystal clear. For me, that's what can happen when combining a beautiful photograph with inspirational words. It can resonate with your imagination and bring the idea to life. Within the words of this beautiful poem, I discovered a few simple truths that can make a difference in any life. I'd like to share them with you to help bring your dash goals into focus. May you live your dash with passion. Mac Anderson. I just love it. I think it's so amazing how things are actually working so well. So there is another poem by Amanda Bradley that is so wonderful. And as you can tell, I'm into sharing. I'm into emphasizing what the dash is all about, how we can make a difference in our dash, in our lives, and how we can leave our legacy behind so we're remembered the way we want to be remembered. So this poem is entitled The Power of the Present by Lauren Halperin. Recently, I was hospitalized for a whole month. During that time, I kept thinking of the what ifs and the whys of how I was when I was healthy and about what would be. I truly gave very little thought to the time I had that very moment. The dash between the time I was injured to the time I would leave the hospital became less significant to me, until a nurse reminded me that the most important time you have right now is this very moment. Going over the past would not heal me, and anticipating the future would not heal me. The present moment, the dash in between, is the most important time of a person's life. And then I remembered the book I purchased called The Dash and asked my husband to bring it to me from home. I read it over and over again and realized that I needed to worry about the time in between my dash. Looking back at that month, I learned a lot. Even though I was suffering and in pain, not knowing what my future would bring. My mom, Estelle Glazer, passed in 2005, and she was born in 1935. While her tombstone lists those dates, there was so much more to her. The dash in between was about a very warm, loving mother who was there for me when I needed her. It was about her life and how she lived in the present moment. That is what I learned from the Dash. And I share it with my friends and family and in the groups I run for healing circles. It is truly wonderful and has taught me a lot about myself and how I live my life now. Celebrate the happiness that friends are always giving. Make every day a holiday and celebrate just living. Amanda Bradley. Isn't that wonderful? So, these are just a few. And I have one more that I want to share. And it's called A Dash of Forgiveness by Dolores West. And again, this is not to make you feel depressed. This is to give you ideas on how we can improve things and get better at it and make more out of our lives. A Dash of Forgiveness. After reading the Dash, I realized that it really doesn't matter when you were born or when you die. I started asking myself, what is my purpose? I realized that I was going to start living my Dash. At that very moment, my life began to change. Every chance I get, I try to make other people happy. I get so much enjoyment looking at their faces at the end of the day, knowing that it comes from the heart. When I visited Jamaica, I started thinking about how I was living compared to the lives of some of the Jamaicans. At that moment, I wished I had enough money to share with all of them. I began to cry. I knew that I couldn't change things for all of them, but I could rearrange my day and make someone happy, which happened to be the young lady who was taking care of my room. The Dash made me care for others as if they were family. I went to the front desk and asked for her, thanked her for her service, and gave her a gift. You would have thought I gave her $1 million. She came back to hug me over and over again and asked me if I was sure about the amount. I said I was sure and that I wished it could have been more. The Dash also changed my ability to forgive. I was hurt by friends of more than 20 years. After reading the Dash about anger, I realized that life is too short to stay angry and hurt. Forgiveness doesn't change the past, but it did change my life. The Dash made me realize that you can't change people. You have to accept them the way that they are or leave them alone. I started trying to be around positive people. When I find myself beginning to feel out of sorts, I read the Dash and it pulls me back to reality. I now enjoy every second of my life. Thank you, Mac Anderson and Linda Ellis, for opening up my eyes to life and for making me realize what that Dash means to me. So, those are words from other people who have read the Dash and their reactions to it. And that's what this particular Dash book that I have here, The Dash, Making a Difference with Your Life, is actually all about. And if you're interested in finding more about it, you can go to simpletruths.com, SimpleTruths.com, and find the different books. The Dash, Making a Difference with Your Life, is there. And the other Dash, where was just a Dash, this one here has different poems from different people and how it affected them. Wow. So, people trouble with forgiveness. It's not that we have to forgive other people. It's that we have to forgive ourselves for feeling the way we do about other people. God is the only one who can forgive the others. But we can forgive ourselves and let go and stop harboring ill feelings and being frustrated and angry, because that only affects our health. First, it affects our mental health, and from there, it affects our physical health. It was many, many episodes ago, I gave some facts on about, I think it's now up to 85% of all illnesses, physical illnesses that are happening, are originated by mental illnesses, by feeling angry, by feeling frustrated, by feeling stressed, by feeling out of sorts, not the way you want to be, not the way you're meant to be. So that's why I decided I'm going to talk about this, to give you hope, to give you a great beginning in the 2018, to give you a goal, a focus, to make the most out of your dash, to be, to do, to give your best daily so you won't have any regrets. And just one other little quote, it says, "For it matters not how much we own, the cars, the house, the cash. What matters is how we live and love and how we spend our dash." And it says, "For every life fully lived, it is not the dates on your gravestone that matter. It's the dash between those years and the adventure you make of your life that truly counts." Linda Ellis's profound telling of the dash has become one of the nation's most beloved reading. This beautiful book draws from Linda's poetry with uplifting photography and inspirational wisdom for those impacted by her words to take you through the years as you live your dash every day. Now, as I said, you can go to simpletruth.com and buy it there. You might be able to get it on amazon.com. There's nothing in it for me. That's not the reason why I'm promoting this. It's because it has small sections that are easy enough to read, to think about, to ponder about, to meditate about, and to actually reflect on, to see how we can better our lives. And so I hope that this little episode of The Dash actually has given you some ways of maybe rethinking some of your goals, your values, your focus, of wanting to do something beautiful, something meaningful, something that when the date of death comes in, that people will not remember the date of birth and the date of death, but your dash, that you leave significance and legacy behind that makes a huge impact on others. So with this, I think I'm going to close. I just want to let you know that if you need help, you want help, you're seeking help, you can always contact me on my web, which is denisethompson.ichooseoptimalhealth.com. And it's Denisethompsonichooseoptimalhealth.com, all one word. You can go on my web there, and it's still under construction, but you can already contact me. And I can help you with your physical and mental health, and maybe even your financial health, if that's what you choose. Or you can send me a voicemail or a text at 562-335-4956. Make sure you leave a good message so I know what it's about, and I will return your call. within 24 to 48 hours. I cannot answer calls when I don't know what it's all about. I cannot respond when I don't have a message. So please, take me up on my offer. Contact me. Let me know if you have something to suggest, if you want to be on my show, if I can feature you and help you uplift yourself a bit. These are all things that belong under healthy mind. And when we have a healthy mind, we quite often have a healthy body. And when we have that, everything else goes full circle and we're feeling better, happier, and healthier. And with this, I wish everybody a most wonderful 2018. May this be the year of your dreams in so many ways. May you be happy and healthy. And if you're not there yet and you need help, again, I'm there to journey with you. I will do that. Just contact me. And the best way is actually to go on my web, denisethompson.ichooseoptimalhealth.com. And I am sorry that I could not put it in as a hyperlink. It did not take it, but I wrote it out so you can just copy and paste it into the URL and then you can get a hold of me. All right. Have a fabulous day. Have a great 2018. And I look forward to hearing from you. Blessings to everybody. Bye-bye.